God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DrMaddox. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DrEMaddox.org. We have a blessing there for you, all kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523, the Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that word of God to you. Amen.
I need to caution all of you now, if you are squeamish and you're not used to dealing with real language regarding real issues that exist in our communities, on our blocks, in our houses, the things that people are dealing with relative to drugs, sex, molestation, prostitution, living in conditions where they are daily oppressed. This message is directly to those individuals who are dealing with issues, who are dealing with scenarios, who are dealing with dynamics of life that are real relative to their suffering, the suffering of their family. And they don't know God. They don't know who God is. Some may have heard about God, but very few have a realistic understanding about who God is. In this message, I'm going to be using music and songs by artists who address the street scenario from a Christian perspective, and they don't pull any punches. So if you are an individual who is not used to graphic delivery, you are not used to reality of what's happening, then this message may not be for you. But if you know Pookie, if you know Tanasha, if you know Lil Mo, if you know Sticky D, Charlene, you know some of my sisters and brothers in the hood who are dealing with real life situations, who need to understand who Jesus is, and they need to understand that Jesus can come to them where they are, then you need to contact them and have them call in to this broadcast, because they will benefit from it. They'll benefit from real talk. They will benefit from it being kept 100. They will understand the term, the word of God, Jesus Christ, is your Glock, because they deal with these scenarios on a daily basis, and they want to have an understanding of how they can apply God to them lives. Some of them might not even know God, and for the first time, they may recognize that Jesus Christ is the chief homie. He is the first homie to give his life for everybody, the whole world. He is the first one who loved the whole world, John 3:16. And he is a warrior. He will stand up for you as you become a part of his clique. So you can have them call in at 646-716-8530 or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DRMADDOX. They will hear something real from the throne of God. This is a message to the hood. Reality. We're going to be dealing with it in the context of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I say strap in your seat belts, get ready, because we're going to be here for 90 minutes of direct, hard-hitting gospel to my brothers and sisters who don't get to church, who don't want to get to church, who don't know Jesus and may not want to know Jesus because of what they've seen some of us do. To that end, we thank God, and God, may you touch those brothers and sisters.
I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What you've just heard is from Numbers, the 20th chapter, and Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter, what we call the Ten Commandments. Yes, they are still in effect and have effect, or effect and effect, however you want to look at it. They are still prominent and dominant today. I just wanted to open up with the basics of the Word of God, and you need to understand, you, my brothers and sisters, who may have been disenfranchised. Yes, this is a message to the hood, the hustlers, the players, those who are engaged in survival, who have formed relationships that are a little bit different from a lot of us. How you view making money, making friends, making enemies, and making love, that is outside the context of the Word of God because of some experiences that you have had in your life that have led you to believe that the only way to survive in this world is the way that you are surviving now, and that God has no real place. Jesus Christ, Elohim, Yeshua, Yahweh, has no place in your life. Well, I just want to point out in John, the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16, it states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not," this is verse 17, "his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." That's you and me. John 3:18. "He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Verse 20, "For everyone that comes," or "for everyone that doeth evil," let me correct that, John 3:20, "For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his or her deeds should be reproved or corrected. But listen to this, but he that doeth truth," in other words, trying to learn what to do, trying to get it together, trying to see what the right thing is, "but he that doeth the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." And that simply means that you can bring whatever you got to God and lay it at his doorstep. Some of you have been and are hustlers. Some of you have been and are dope dealers. Some of you have been and are prostitutes. Some of you even have body counts. God says you can bring all of that to him. He will forgive you, wash your slate clean, and give you what you need to be able to move in the power of the only true God, who has offered you his Son in order to wash away your sins. My brothers and sisters, you need to understand that this God is not a weak God, as some may have presented him. He's not an androgynous God. He is a God that is masculine. He is a God that understands reality. And he is a God that has the power to bring about his expectations for you. You just need to understand that God did die for you through the image of his son, Jesus Christ, who has come to make a way to create a scenario, an environment in which you can be saved and delivered from whatever challenges you may be facing. And I need you to embrace that. Christ did die for you. There were witnesses to his death. And as you listen to what Jack shares about that, I believe that you will be impacted by the reality of the sacrifice of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
In the matter of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the high priest, who was crucified on the preparation day,
who deserved to be,
for crimes against the temple and the Jewish nation.
Hey, calm him down.
Now it's been said that his body is missing.
Look, there
is. You know, this is the Jesus Christ of Nazareth that claimed to be the Son of God.
If
we don't stop him now,
and
if we didn't stop him now,
the whole Jewish nation,
do you know how many, do you have any idea how many false Christ, how many false messiahs there will be?
I know, but we're going to get.
We've had so many.
Listen,
but now this one's body is living in old. Remember, he said on the third day that he would rise again. Well, we cannot let this get back to the Jewish nation. That this Jesus Christ has fulfilled prophecy. Now we know that no man is God. And it is henceforth brought to my attention furthermore that there is an Ethiopian that says he witnessed the whole ordeal.
Right there. He's right there.
Now if this is getting back to the Ethiopian, you know it's going to spread across the Jewish nation. Train him for young man, I the high priest, King Caiaphas, I demand of you to tell me what it is you saw. Sorry, me being an Ethiopian, have nothing to gain, and this is what I saw.
I was there in the crowd, they were yelling at him off, he lied. They were like, crucify him now. I was like, wow, what did he do? Who did he kill? He gotta be a criminal, what did he steal? He was looking like an innocent man. Me, I would've ran, but not him, he continued to stand. Everybody in the whole land wanted him dead. His homeboy snitched and all the rest fled. He never said one thing, nothing at all. To me, it was unjust, I was appalled. The guards had a ball that was beating him down. Took a whole lot of thorns and they made him a crown. Then he met the clown, I don't hear him resist. He never made one fist, never got pissed. They nailed his feet, nailed his wrist, hung him high. Man, it really felt bad for the guy. He was hanging there praying for his murderer's arm. I was right there watching it all with my own two eyes. I don't know the man, why would I lie? But I'm telling you, I watched him die.
I was right there watching. I saw him, they crucified him. Other men beside him, they killed him. It happened right in our window. Watched him put him in the tomb. They were covered with a great big stone. What do you mean he ain't dead? He's been dead 3 days. How are you telling me he's gone? I was right there watching. I saw him, they crucified him. Other men beside him, they killed him. It happened right in our window. Watch them put him in the tomb, they're covered with a great big stone. What do you mean he ain't dead? He been dead 3 days. How are you telling me he's gone?
Everybody mocked the cat and said, if you can, come on down. I saw the Pharisees gather around, yelling, behold, do a trick, crack the sky. He yelled, eat a while I'm out of sight tonight. I don't know him, but it says this frequently. He says, you the one in trouble, don't weep for me. Weep for you, weep for them. I'm like, why in the world would anybody want to beep with him? The guard pulled his sword out and stabbed my man, dug deep in his aftermath. All the Pharisees laughed again. His mother passed out, I want no band to grab the hand. I want to fight for him, but who am I? I ain't a Jew, they would've probably crucified me too. He was in pain, what a terrible death. It ain't right, I'm ashamed of your end for life. Y'all know he was the an innocent man. So the blood's on y'all, I was right there watching it all with my own two eyes. I don't know the man, why would I lie? But I'm telling you, I watched him die.
I was right there watching us all as they crucified him with two other men beside him. They killed him, it happened Friday, how famously. Watched him put him in the tomb, never settled with a great big stone. What do you mean he ain't dead? He been dead 3 days, how are you telling me he's gone? I was right there watching us all as they crucified him with two other men beside him. They killed him, it happened Friday, how famously. Watched him put him in the tomb, never settled with a great big stone. What do you mean he ain't dead? He been dead 3 days, how are you telling me he's gone?
Y'all got to wish. This is what you was dying to see. This Jesus hanging from 9 to 3. I don't know what y'all trying to be, but y'all blind to me. It was y'all he was trying to free. This man is the Son of God, the one y'all refused. Doubtless, the King of the Jews. Explain to me what happened to the Son of Jerusalem. What have you done? Everything turned black. What made the earth to shake? Man, y'all made a big mistake. Y'all heart full of hate. Just wait, y'all going to hell. By the way, who ripped the veil? Who opened the graves? Only God got the power for that, to perform such a powerful act. I believe he done came back. Why y'all looking amazed? He been dead exactly 3 days. Now he alive. That's some real bad news to y'all. I was right there watching it all with my own two eyes. I don't know the man, why would I lie? But I'm telling you, I watched him die.
I dare you speak to the high priest. Don't let him get him out of here.
I think you better take him out of here.
Jesus Christ died for you. It is important that you know, my brothers and sisters, that there is a devil. You probably believe met him out there when you've been handling your business, whatever your business is. You probably seen his work. You probably served him in some of his work, like I used to do when I was involved and engaged in negative activities because I did not know God. Let me take you to Ephesians 6:12. In the Word of God, the Holy Bible, Ephesians 6:12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." The devil does exist, and his job is to keep you from manifesting in what God has called us all to do. He's called us to be his sons and his children. In 1 Peter 5:8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." But in 1 Peter 5:9, it says, "Whom you resist, stand fast in the faith." And this is why I'm sharing this with you. You need faith in God, Jesus Christ, Elohim, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. In other words, a lot of you are suffering from the same exact thing. Now, just in case some of you are saying, "Well, you know, I don't believe any of that. The Bible doesn't talk about a devil in the sense that we need to be concerned about it." Well, in Luke 10:17, it says, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name," the name of Jesus Christ. That enemy that's holding you where you are, holding you in the situation, making you live out your past, to address your future in a way that God never intended, that's the devil that is spoken of. That is the devils that his disciples are speaking of. And as you come and embrace Jesus Christ, you will be given the same power. And Christ said unto them, Luke 10:18, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Some of you are saying, "My God, I don't understand this. There's so much, but you do understand one thing, that those of you who are living a life, who are engaged in activities that are not godly, and you know it within your own nature, that is something wrong with it. But you have been led to a lifestyle to survive, make money, make love, make friends, and even make enemies. I'm sharing a word that will help you make life. You've always, many of you had a desire to want to help. That's why you're doing what you're doing. Avenues were cut off. You didn't have the same options. I'm saying to you, there is a way out. God does have a solution for you. I'm just simply going to throw this in. You know, drugs have been an option for a lot of us for a long time. Well, the Bible talks about that. The word used in the Word of God is sorcery. And the word simply means pharmaceutica, which means drugs. And you can read in the Word of God where it talks about that. Well, you can be freed from that level of sorcery. In the Word of God, there is provision, as Christ pointed out in Luke, the 10th chapter. Now, a lot of you are right now thinking, look, so if I want to change, what if I really want to change my lifestyle? It always seems to be so many complications. Well, I agree with you, because I'm sowing a positive seed. And in Mark 4:14, it says, the sower soweth the word. And that's what I'm doing now. But in Mark 4:15, it says, and these are they that are sown by the wayside, where the word is sown, but when they have heard it, Satan comes immediately and takes it away, and the word that was sown in their hearts, he takes it away, creates a situation, creates a distraction. And these are they are likewise which are sown on stony ground. When they have heard the word, immediately they receive it with gladness and have no root. Verse 17 in Mark 4. In themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But wait a minute. There's an option. And it says, for there's nothing hid that will not be manifest in the light. There are those who can receive the word and to begin to produce. But I know that there is a hesitation, because it's always, what am I going to do next? What are people going to say about me? Am I going to be ridiculed? Am I going to be talked about? Am I going to be ditched by my homeboys or my homegirls? The bottom line is, how you going to play me, dog? If I move from where I am to a place of where I should be in God. Well, I have a word for you regarding that.
Yo. How you gonna play me, dog? Just cause I'm where I'm at.
All my people.
Don't mean nothing. You ought to be happy for me.
I never fronted on cats that I call friends. I meant it and y'all knew it. Never became fake to the homies, I couldn't do it. Did I rolled with you, my pistol was yours. All that no beefing that you did on the block. The hood boys, I still with you. We'd hop up in the liquor store with $2. Let me get a 40 ounce and 2 cups. Smoking on the half pack of Newport. Scraping to get a nick. Got my rap thing going to hit a lick. Gave the hood some hope. Start seeing more dope, I went to get it. While they talked about it, I did it. The feds had to hit me. Finally took a look at myself behind bars. Be hustling and thought the world was ours. Nowadays, I ain't with you, man. I ain't the person I was. I had a lot of time to look at what the block does. Look what it's doing to me. All the homies hating me bad, cause I ain't coming through the hood like what's up on the bag. I'm hearing comments. I don't think I'm better than y'all. I just learned something that's keeping me from getting involved. We used to be dogs. I still love you. Remember that. It's Jack. You know the cat you spitting at. For real. How you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't mad at you, but still. When I said I was to the top of y'all, I was for real. How you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't your enemy, never was. See, I ain't bitter or holding a grudge, I'm just saying. How you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't never coming too fake. I was true, especially to you, man, for God's sake. How you gon' play me, dawg? Now I'm on a mission for real, and it's all love, still. What you feel? It's your homie. Y'all know me whenever I ever came phony and fake. Whenever I ever let the people dictate anything that I ever fake. Any mistakes, I held mine. Even when the mishaps crossed the low jail time. Look at the path, what did I learn? Do the math and think. One Bible, all the months in the clink. With nothing to smoke and no drink. It had to be God, look at me now. Somebody explain how this world could allow. All the wickedness going down. Someone's lying to feel it. Something's gotta change, but will it and win? Win, win. I got a pen, a track, a pot of tone. And just might, the spirit of God, which is the light. Despite all of my enemies, all of my foes and old friends, I'ma release what I've been trying to hold in. Refusing to compromise, all I got is the truth. Ain't no common ground, either they follow or cut them loose. Look here, I done been in the shoes you in. Setting the spot, shook water and baking soda till it turned into rock. Hit the block at 4 o'clock in the morning. Stop cops, weather them in the graveyard, baby, the game stops. Look at me now, this is what I get for a change. Old friends turning their backs on me, calling me names. I'd be lying if I told you I ain't hurting them poor, but I'm true and still willing to die for them all. Whoever know me can vouch when it's on, I don't quit. I stand in the gap, keeping the grit. You demons up in the game head, tone did the track for me, y'all. I got a question, I'm asking them all. Look here, how you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't mad at you, but still. When I said I was to the top of y'all, I was for real. How you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't your enemy, never was. See, I ain't bitter or holding a grudge, I'm just saying. How you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't never coming too fake. I was true, especially to you, man, for God's sake. How you gon' play me, dawg? Now I'm on a mission for real, and it's all up, still. What you did, listen, homie.
Back in 99, I was on that east side cranking that marijuana, but now I hear they calling me Kirk Franklin. I be that, remember I told you that I'd be back, representing the firstborn son, that God be that. Know what you all thinking, it's probably whack. Gotta be trying to sell something, it's probably crack. Brothers, it's hardly that, but look, it is dope. Even though this world's broke, baby, there is hope. G-Side's done, a camp with an even influence. Behold Jack, God resurrected me out the ruins. Friends became enemies, why ain't they glad for me? I'm tripping, how come they mad and hating so bad on me? Go ahead, fulfill a prophecy, y'all. Finish me off, just know I fought and carried the cross. For words was never at a loss, even when they fronted and lied. Now I'm back, look at all of these cowards running to hide. I ain't shooting nobody with me in straps. I hate guns, I'm packing the pure heart. Two lungs, I got a dangerous tongue. Hot and heated, go ahead, turn it up. It's a man, the one you thought you defeated. Hey, dog, whoever know me can vouch when it's on. I don't quit, stand in the gap, deep in the grit. You demons up in the game, hit tone, did the track for me, y'all. I got a question. I'm asking them all. Hey homie, how you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't mad at you, but still. When I said I was to the top of y'all, I was for real. How you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't your enemy, never was. See, I ain't bitter or holding a grudge, I'm just saying. How you gon' play me, dawg? I ain't never coming too fake. I was true, especially to you, man, for God's sake. How you gon' play me, dawg? Now I'm on a mission for real, and it's all love, still. What you feel? It's your homie. How you gon' play me, dawg? How you gon' play me, dawg? How you gon' play me, dawg? How you gon' play me, dawg?
Christ died for you. In John, the 10th chapter, verse 10, it says, the thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I, Jesus Christ, come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. We need to understand, my brothers and sisters, that Christ has provision for you. He has a way for you. He has a solution for you. For you. See, it doesn't matter who you are or what you've done. God wants to make sure that you understand that He is not your enemy. You know, I realize that a lot of my brothers and sisters, wonder how they are going to survive. How will they make a living? How will they have an opportunity to have a quality of life, to be able to take care of their wives and their husbands and their children? I simply say to you, rely on God. And change does not occur overnight. You didn't get into your situation overnight, and you're not going to get out of it overnight. But you need to have a plan. You need to have a strategy to begin to work yourself away from those negative situations that you find yourself seemingly trapped in. Jesus Christ has a solution. He has an answer, and he's there for you. You just simply need to reach out to him. In Psalms 103, it says, if we bless the Lord, if we bless him with all that is within us, if we bless his holy name, there are benefits. And those benefits, some of them are listed in Psalms 103, beginning in verse 1. He forgives all your iniquities. Iniquities as in problems you don't feel you can get away from, the things that you inherited, things that were put upon you, things that you developed because you need to survive. He says that he will heal all of our diseases, whether it be psychological, physical, or emotional. God said that he would redeem our soul from destructions. All of those things that tend to cause our lives to be unfulfilling. He also says he would crown us with loving kindness and mercy. That he would also fill our mouths with good things. That our youth will be renewed as the eagles. God offers us options, but we have to begin to make a decision to move toward him, to do what he said we must do. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, and a lot of believers are aware of this, but I believe that this will be something you can relate to, my brothers and sisters. It says there that if those of us who are called by his name, if we will humble ourselves and pray and seek the face of God and depart from our wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. We need to hear from God. We need to hear from God. We need to know God like we know these streets. We need to know God like we know the game of the streets. We need to know God like we know every other thing that we've done to the same degree that we have done it. We need to know God that way. Because there is a period of time where this world is going to sink into a pit of darkness, and nothing that we do is going to bring peace, happiness, or resolution. These demons are going to manifest more and more and begin to have more direct control over a world that Satan has orchestrated and is now leading to destruction. But the Spirit of Jesus Christ can operate in us if we call upon his name, and we can be freed to live a life of victory and domination with the Word of God in us and not be subject to circumstances and conditions that have been put upon us by this world and by the scenarios we have come out of. There is a point where we are going to have to address the issues in our lives and recognize that God, Jesus Christ, Elohim, Yeshua, Yahweh, is there to provide a way, to provide a level of access that will give us the freedom that we have truly desired in our lives.
Directly from the gutter.
Yo.
Who ain't seen
the
Leone from the
gutter? Jackson back in the saddle, y'all demons better skedaddle. I'm prepared for the battle, y'all stuck in the Pacific without a paddle. You gotta be some dead weight, what is you killing? 6 days, I'm on their head, but the seventh is dinner. Who's willing to try to stop what I present to the public? Tell them hate it, others love it, but not the Castellan budget. Giving it to you rugged, ain't no sugar to coat it. Aware of the consequences from the moment I wrote it. I know that the game got you, it's systematic. You're acting erratic, turns you from the creator to drug addict. Ignore the mathematics, forget the status, and all that they're throwing at us is nothing but glass, it all shatters. I'm on a mission to embarrass and break them, and I'm watching their every movement, knowing that I can take them. Oh, they know that I'm on them, soon as my God free me. Lord, none of you cowards want to see them come real. We bringing it to them hard, opponents deep dark. We can pull it hard, I'm telling you don't start. The truth set us apart, the heathen they got the heart. Let them pull up your guard, you won't want to battle star. Bring it to them hard, opponents deep dark. We can pull it hard, I'm telling you don't start. The truth set us apart, the heathen they got the heart. Let them pull up your guard, you won't want to battle star. It's like the game full of cowards who think I'm here to be a target. I'll wait for the attack, but ain't the way I'm about to start. Pieces at your front door, baby. I know you're home now, about to put it on them, you deep. I come alone, they ain't ready. All I got is a mic, and time coming as my enemies approach and come up short like on a drum. And it's the nation of us. We on the warpath and heat is directed by what you can't see. And come to be defeated, get with it to perish. Then the options, better check it. I get a track, I find a cave, grab a mic and wreck it. You tripping and got it twisted, too easy for me to spit on. I recognize the fact I'm real easy to put a hit on. I'm rapping, think that I'm mapping out my state. Wrong answer. I drop the mic and wait, y'all probably do me, but that's I though. Jack will live again inside the spirit of believers and the hearts of men waiting to be perfected, resurrected. I spit it boldly, learn from the Messiah, ain't no brave on earth to hold it. They want war, listen, since you asked for it, here it is. Yo, ain't nothing new, my group been doing this for years. We bringing it to them hard, opponents deep dark. Quick to pull it hard, I'm telling you don't start. The truth set us apart, the heathen they got the heart. Let them put up your guard, you don't want to battle star. Bring it to them hard, opponents deep dark. Quick to pull it hard, I'm telling you don't start. The truth set us apart, the heathen they got the heart. Let them put up your guard, you don't want to battle star.
I represent what they mind, cause what the media try to fly, what the Catholics try to stop, look, we still on fire. High. What a shock, yo, it's a ride. Not a fella, but a pages. I represent the true hover and the past. Look at the hell it raises. Put us in cages, cock your gauges. We don't stop. BDD ain't got a thing on all my tools to hit the block. It's thriller than Pac, so am I. Ready to die like Biggie. Putting it on, I'm born again. Jack without the Ziggy. He with me, coming to get me. Either orbit to the good. Got a cross and I'm about to break. Directed to the hood. They scared, like I'm Big Sug. I represent the wood. They made to a T. The world preparing one for me. Hate me on it. Sound crazy, don't it? I ain't ducking no opponent. Arms up, like what up? Whoever want it, come and get it. Yo, if it's the truth, I spit it. We bringing it to the heathen, and they can't do nothing with it. We bringing it to them hard, opponents bleeding hard. Quick to pull it hard, I'm telling you don't start. The truth set us apart, the heathen they got the heart. Better put up your guard, you won't want to battle star. Bring it to them hard, opponents bleeding hard. Don't start, the truth set us apart, the heathen they got the heart. Better put up your guard, you won't want to battle star.
Hallelujah. Praise him. We just praise him right now. Praise you, Lord. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. 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 And hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. You can simply come to Jesus Christ right now to say, Lord Jesus, I don't understand, I may not know a lot, but I want you to be involved in my life. I need a life change right now. Help me to understand what your servant Apostle Maddox has said. Help me to embrace what I've heard in word and in song. Help me to recognize what I don't recognize and to see what I don't see. Help me to embrace what I can't embrace and to understand what I'm not even aware of. Change my desire for drugs. Change my ungodly desire for sex. Change my desire, Father, to make money illegally, and give me the wisdom. Help me to use my talents, my abilities, and genius, Father, to generate income that I can stand in the light with. Almighty God in heaven, I know you understand what I've been through. I need to know that you understand. Step into my life. Show me. Help me to understand what I need to understand. Help me to embrace what I need to embrace. Jesus, I need you now. Step into the light where I can see you from the darkness. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Now, all you have to do is repeat that prayer, and Jesus will make himself known to you. He will make himself known to you. This has been a message to the hood. I hope all of my brothers and sisters who have listened today, who didn't know Christ or do know Christ, got a perspective now that you can work with. It has been my blessing to be able to share this with you. I'm Apostle Dr. Ernest Maddox, servant of God, and you have the potential to be the servant of God. To you, my brothers and sisters, in the hood, dealing with everyday real life issues, not sure if God exists, I hope your perspective has changed.
Strength, a quality or a state of being. Being strong is the ability to do or bear, the capacity for endurance. Strength. Strength is also defined as one who is regarded as the embodiment of a protective or a supportive power. That's what you are to me, Lord. I'm stronger in you because you are my strength. You predestined this expression to be a long time ago when you've given me this gift of music. I don't take this gift lightly. I will minister your word through song. Lord, you've shown me unconditional love, and you've shown me favor beyond measure. And through our journey together, Lord, I've learned that if I just trusted you, believed in your word, and was led by your spirit, Father, that you would give me the victory over every test and trial, and even in chastisement. Lord, you've covered me, restored me, renewed me, come out stronger and wiser. So to say thank you, I'm dedicating this project to you.
Praise God, praise God. I'm Apostle Dr. Ernest Maddox. Welcome to my brothers and sisters in the hood. I'm talking neighborhood, community, block, hang out, whatever you want to consider it. I'm talking to the pimps, players, dope dealers, prostitutes, and those who are just destitute. In the name of Jesus, I come to you to let you know that in John 3:16, in the Bible it says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for you, you, and you. Some of you may have heard the message to the hood part one. Well, this is message to the hood part two, your spiritual Glock. A Glock is a handgun used by police, or should I say, officers of the law, and also used by criminals against the law. It's a weapon. But I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters in the hood, who may very, very well know what I mean by a Glock, a handgun, a weapon. I'm here to say to you that there is a spiritual Glock that you may not be aware of. It is called the Holy Word of God, the Bible, Genesis through Revelations. I call it the Holy Gat, the Holy Glock, the one that will handle all issues in the spiritual realm relative to Satan, the devil, his henchmen, and those that he used. Yes, you understand warfare because you understand the streets. There isn't much difference. It's just your orientation needs to be refocused. You really and truly need to get this straight.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh, what, get straight, remix, Brother Stone. Universe, keeping God first, like that, for all of y'all, check it out, you better get straight, before it's too late, cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate, I came to expose those who try to pose, or lackadaisical on the gospel, yo, you better get straight, before it's too late, cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate, I came to expose those who try to pose, or lackadaisical on the gospel, yo, yo. Somebody about to get their feelings hurt, as I clock in and begin to start work, with this spiritual sledge hammer, hitting all antichrist, cause I can't stand ya, let me hand ya, this is a certificate, cause you first on my list, fire bombing on you atheist, activist, who believe that God don't exist, whatever you be getting high on, you need to quit, do you hear how stupid you sound, take a look around, ain't one place on this earth where God can't be found, but you choose to believe a lie, rather deny, the miracles you've seen with your own eyes, dismissing the works of God as happenstance, supernatural wonders taking place, just by chance, yeah right, I reduce that dumb and deaf spirit, and when I lay hands on you, I guarantee you'll never forget it. You better get straight before it's too late, cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate. I came to expose those who try to pose or lackadaisical on the gospel, yo. You better get straight before it's too late, cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate. I came to expose those who try to pose or lackadaisical on the gospel, yo. A message to my defeated foe, you know, I come to tear down some more of your kingdom. Every possible the reason kids being trained to grow up to be heathen. Standing in line overnight to get a tattoo on their heads and a book. Parents wake up and take a closer look. It's a setup to get them ready for the mark of the beast. So when it's time for it, they take it with ease. Please don't let another day go by with them Pokemon toys. By their bedside, destroy it and get your house in order before your family becomes one member shorter. Violence should never be glorified. Even if they look like cute animals, they still demons inside. But no, you don't think so. Just remember the girl who was killed by her classmate. He was 5 years old. You better get straight before it's too late, cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate. I came to expose those who try to pose or lackadaisical on the gospel, yo. You better get straight before it's too late, cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate. I came to expose those who try to pose or lackadaisical on the gospel, yo. Get straight. What? Before it's too late. Pump your brakes. Too busy trying to accelerate. Check it out. Last but definitely not least, all the warning the church got to cease. Let us all decrease so that the Lord may increase. Only if we come together, the most souls we can reach. But no, some of y'all believe the Lord is only speaking to you. Arrogant heart is shown to stupid too. For a man that thinks he's God's exclusive ministry, talking like he's got the answer for the entire world's need. If I be lifted up, I'll draw him into me, is what Jesus said. So get it through your head and stop fleshing out, cause you're going down the wrong route. You better check yourself, or better yet, check your spirit. God's trying to tell you something. Did you hear it? The body has many parts, but one head. And without it, how could the body be led? All that was needed to be said has been said. Get straight. You better get straight before it's too late.
late, cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate.
I came to expose those who tried to oppose or lack it days ago on the gospel, yo.
You better get straight before it's too late, cause ain't no telling how much more God gon' tolerate.
I came to expose those who tried to oppose or lack it days ago on the gospel, yo.
You better get straight.
What?
Before it's too late. I mean, you need to slow down and get your foot out the tank. If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. In other words, y'all, we gotta repent and get straight.
Praise God, praise God. I am so thankful to be able to come to you today, my brothers and sisters in the hood, the community, the streets, the block, whatever you want to call it again. I just want to emphasize that I'm talking to you. This message is not for the church. It is not for those who believe in Christ, although they can benefit from it. Is for those of you who are lost or believe that you are lost. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to die for you. That's John 3:16. And when I'm talking about God, I'm speaking of Elohim, Yahweh, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the one and only true God, and his Holy Spirit. That's the God that died for you and is committed to you. Some of you are drug dealers, drug users, prostitutes, whoremongers, murderers, liars, thieves, pedophiles, rapists, homosexuals, lesbians. Some of you are outside of the word of God, and believe, some of you believe that you have no option with God because you have come in contact with Christians who won't explain to you or share with you in love. I'm not saying in weakness or agreement or tolerance, but in love, pointing out the word of God to you. That's what I have been commissioned to do today, and this is the message to the hood, part two, your spiritual Glock. Now, many of you know what a Glock is. It's a handgun, it's a firearm. Law enforcement officers use them, as well as criminals, those within the law of God and those outside of the law of God. But I'm here to tell you now that the Bible, the Word of God, Genesis through Revelation, that was ordained to be written by the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, again, God the Father, Yahweh, Chief Elohim, Triune God, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, his Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Bible is your true Glock. Now, I'm speaking in terms that I know some of you, my brothers and sisters in the hood, can get with me on this. You understand warfare. Now, what you need to understand is spiritual warfare, that there is a war for your spirit, soul, and body. Satan wants to destroy you, and with some of you, he's well along in his process. But look, I got good news from the true God of the universe. Let's go to the books of Romans, or the books of the Bible, and we're going to land in Romans, the 5th chapter, and we're going to begin in the 5th verse. Romans 5:5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Many of us who are Christians now have lived similar lives to what you're living now. And we know the power of God to bring you out. Romans 5:6. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. That was me. That may be you now. That can change. Verse 7. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But in verse 8 it says, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, you and me, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's you and me. That's Romans 5:8. Romans 5:8. That is powerful. We need to get that. Romans 5:9. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if we were enemies, Romans 5:10, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God. That's even in your state of being an enemy against him now, that we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, as Jesus Christ, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Christ lived, died, and lives for you and me. Yes, you. You may even be bagging your kilos right now. You might be packing your marijuana for sale right now. You may be contemplating your next move that may result in someone not appearing on this planet the next day. But I'm saying to you, you and you, in the name of Jesus Christ, you can be delivered from that, from those thoughts, from that anger, from that disappointment, from that hurt, from that bitterness, from that destruction that Satan is trying to levy in your life. You just simply need to understand what I'm saying to you through the power of God. And sometimes it's just a matter of someone reaching out to you and telling you, no, you don't have to continue in the name of Jesus. God will create a miracle for you. He loves you and he wants you to know who he is and how much he cares for you.
Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth. Mighty God, we seek you now for your anointing. For we know that is the anointing that destroys the yoke. We seek you now to deliver us from this spirit of sickness.
Sometimes we feel like we wanna give up the fight. Things ain't right, times is tight. Some even go as far as taking their own life. Depression sometimes can be so thick. It feel like there's nothing strong enough to cut through it. The anguish and despair is right there staring at you. Every attempt to hurt you is coming at you. What do you do? Who do you turn to? Answers needed to break through in these times of need. To be set free from tragedy, life's impurities. We see so much destruction. Somehow we've grown accustomed like it ain't nothing. But let me tell you something. There's a cure for this ungodly epidemic. A medicine that heals free of charge, no gimmick. An antidote to overpower sin's venom. To be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ is the serum. And know for a fact that my God will provide the medicine.
This is the medicine the world's been looking for. Desire nothing less, be quiet, nothing more. Why suffer if you don't have to? Spiritual healing's the answer that I've been for you. Lean not to your own understanding, but realize it's God who has the true medicine.
to sin is like a joke. Cause if the Lord don't intervene, there'd be no hope for you to be healed from your pain. Doctors can't explain, nor do they even try to proclaim. Are you still alive? If they diagnosed you to die and say goodbye. But to their surprise, the Lord heard your cry to be by your side. And let me tell you why. The reason this applies, all the treatment in this world won't do you any good till your need for spiritual healing is understood. The prescription you seek is not sold in the drugstore. The problem's bigger than that. It's gonna take much more to heal a man from his own sin. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ to be washed in. This is the medicine the world's been looking for. Desire nothing less, require nothing more.
This is the medicine the world's been looking for. Desire nothing less, require nothing more. Why suffer if you don't have to? Spiritual healing is the answer that lies before you. Lean not to your own understanding, but realize that God is the true medicine and will deliver the healing to those who need. But it's your faith that will determine what you will receive.
Emotional scars sometimes run so deep they creep and seek to even haunt you in your sleep. No escape from this pain, whatever it may be. Stop running and seek the one who guarantees remedy. If you do not ask, you do not receive. All things are possible to them that believe. Your existence is nothing less than a miracle made in the image of God. Through the spiritual, not here by accident, only by spiritual design. God created you with himself in mind and has provided redemption from all sin. But this begins when you look within and realize you need the Lord's help. Know and confess that you cannot do it yourself. Through grace of an undeserved favor given, a faithful God provides the medicine. Let not that man who has any doubt in his heart think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. For it is, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever comes unto God must first believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
This is the medicine the world's been looking for. Desire nothing less, require nothing more. Why suffer if you don't have to? Spiritual healing is the answer that lies before you. Lean not to your own understanding, but realize that God is the true medicine. It will deliver the healing that's all you need. But it's your faith that will determine what you will receive.
Hallelujah. The word of God tells us that by his stripes we were healed. So it's already done. Whatever you believe in God to deliver you from, something emotional, physical, or spiritual, know that God has provided the medicine for your healing. You just gotta get yours. Get yours. God.
God, I just want to thank Brother Stone, Ty Tribute, for sharing with us in song to help us grasp what God will do and what we need to do to access him. You know, the word of God can be expressed in music, and it will strengthen us. In the beginning, we heard Nanan Binman with Stronger in You. And prior to that, Brother Stone, or should I say after that, Brother Stone shared a song. He has shared two musical ministries with us. Amen. And you can go online and type in Nanan Binman, the Binman Music Group. You could type in Brother Stone's name, or of course Tide Tribute, and gain access to their repertoire of music in worship and in ministry. Praise God for them. But let's get back to our focus. I want to take you to Luke. That's Luke 21:25. And there should be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Luke 21:26, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then, verse 27, Luke 21, and then they shall see, or then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. That is significant for us to understand that God is coming back. He's sending Jesus Christ, who is alive and ruling. And now as we go to verse 28, it says, and he spoke to them in a parable. Behold, well, he's beginning to move in to the fig tree. But I want to go back up to verse 27 again and say, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and glory. And verse 28, it says, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. We just heard it in song, Luke 21:28. Look up and lift up your heads, for your salvation, your redemption draws nigh. Amen. It is drawing close to you. You need to look up and realize that your God in heaven loves you no matter your state nor your condition. He's there to deliver you from every vexation. Luke 4:18. Christ is speaking here. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. You need to recognize, you hear the word of God, you need to fasten your eyes on that word, on him. You may say, I don't even know how to pray, what to say. Just say again, God, help me to understand. Jesus, reveal, manifest yourself to me so I can understand what this man of God, Apostle Maddox, is saying to me. Father, I need a revelation. I need an understanding. I need to be equipped. I need you to show me a way out of this life of sin and vice that I am trapped in. No matter what it is, God can deliver you. God has not given us the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. Or should I say, yes, 2 Timothy 1:7. But he's given us the spirit of power, love, and sound mindedness. God wants to create an opportunity for you to get out of that scenario, for you to be able to come out of sin, for you to be able to be free from everything that the enemy is trying to pull on you. Again, in the book of Luke, Luke the 10th chapter, starting in verse 17, this is information for you, because these individuals were just like you and me. Luke 10:17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, talking to Christ, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. It's through the name of Jesus Christ. These 70 individuals were just like me and you. Just like me and you. And then he said, Christ said to them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now, light travels at about 187,000, 88,000 miles per second. So Satan was moving pretty fast when he got wax slapped, body slammed, and waylaid out of heaven. Let's go to verse 20. He says, notwithstanding, or let's go to 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. It may have hurted you in the past, but drugs, spousal abuse, pedophilism, gay and lesbianism, drug dealing, hatred, stealing, robbery, you can be freed. You can even be freed if these things have happened to you. You can be freed from the residue of that. You can be freed from all of that. God knows that you're dealing with a powerful force that you really don't understand. Ephesians. I want to go to Ephesians, the 6th. Chapter, Ephesians 6 chapter, because I want you to understand something here. Let's begin in Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But it says, wherefore, take unto you, verse 13, Ephesians 6:13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, amen, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on your breastplate, or on you the breastplate of righteousness, and on your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all things taking the shield of faith, where you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, yes, some may say, well, why are you sharing the word with they don't know the Bible. Well, they may not know it, but if I tell them where it is and where to find it and read it to them and let them know that these are the words of God, they may actually go to it. You may actually go to it and check it out and be convicted by the word and led to God and given strength and salvation to overcome the enemy. God wants you to be victorious. I don't care what your lifestyle is. In the name of Jesus Christ, our great Father, we come before you now, breaking every demonic hold, drugs, prostitution, sex, perversion, pedophilism, Father, weakness of mind, being bullied and pushed around by the wickedness of this world. We break it off for all of your people, my brothers and sisters in the hood. In the name of Jesus, dope dealing, dope selling, in the name of Jesus. Yes, again, you may be working and working on your kilos right now. You may be tying up and binding your bundles of marijuana right now. In the name of Jesus, I ask him to intervene and to give you the wisdom, the safety to be able to work through prayer and understanding your way out of every level of wickedness in the name of Jesus. You have a right to be free, my brothers and sisters in the hood. Yes, this is Message to the Hood Part 2. The Bible is your Glock. I know that you understand you are in a war and God has given you his word that you may be able to fight this war in spirit and in truth. That's John 4:23-24. You got to make a change. Just like you put forth effort to do the wrong thing, you stuck to it until you got it right. Then you must commit yourself to understanding what God can do in your life because time is running short.
Do you want to go? A message to all of y'all. When the Lord starts doing something. We in the last days. Will you be ready? When the Lord returns, or will you be stuck here? Hell on earth. A passion in my heart to depart before all the madness begins to start. 7 years in the dark, undescribable horror and grief. People gnawing their tongues in anguish and gritting their teeth. They cursing the name of God because of their pains and sores. 7 bowls poured, now here's the score. All hell has broken loose on earth at this time. Beware when people start disappearing, that's a sign that you've been selected to stay. This is the cost you pay for not being saved before this day. Yay, yay. We be churching while the wicked be hurting. The fulfillment of this prophecy will happen for certain. But here's another side to the story. A get together for those who spent their lives giving God the glory. The Almighty A to Z, that's who Jesus be. The only one who gets you into this party. The great banquet of God, you've been invited to celebrate the Lamb's wedding. Now ain't you excited that we've been promised residence on a new heaven and earth? The first shall be last and the last shall be first. Now look at me, you probably think I'm crazy talking about me behind my back, but that don't faze me, cause those people will still be standing there when the rapture begins. But check it out, y'all, I'm out of here. Or do you wanna go? Or when I go, where I go? When the Lord starts pulling souls? Or do you wanna go? Or when I go, where I go? When the Lord starts pulling souls? Yeah, yeah. Or do you wanna go? Or when I go, where I go? When the Lord starts pulling souls? Or do you wanna go? Or when I go, where I go? When the Lord starts pulling souls?
Yeah, yeah. As Satan breathes, you gon' be tempted to smoke weed and blow steam and make your woodbine like Bo King. That's the main reason I flow clean. No plots to smoke green. I break strongholds like rope strings. All for Christ. I build arches and crack prisons. I intercept Satan's killings and start baptisms. Check this lyrical catechism. Your
Your whole crew gon' burn worse than swimming in salt with your badges missing. Yeah, you say you alright, but your liver's contain enough caffeine that maybe you should call Sprite. Yeah, your style is alright, your cash is alright, but you gon' be burning in hell longer than all night. You out of control like gay men and dudes ranches. Any questions you got, the Bible subdues answers. I'm telling y'all right now, those that forgot Christ, y'all gon' be feeling real salty like Lot's wife. And that's
do you
real.
Wanna go? Or when I go, where I go? When the Lord starts full of soul? Or do you wanna go? Or when I go, where I go? When the Lord starts full of soul?
Yeah, yeah.
Or do you wanna go? Or when I go, where I go? When the Lord starts full of soul? Or do you wanna go? Or when I go, where I go? When the Lord starts full of soul?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how it's going down. Brother Stone, Katie the Parable, the Unity Universe Music. Come to holler at y'all about the good news of Jesus Christ. And also to let you know, if you ain't saved, you better get saved. He without the Spirit of Christ, none of he is. If you deny me before man, I will deny you before the Father. And he's only coming back for the church, y'all, the body of Christ. He ain't coming back for no sinners. He ain't coming back for no liars. He ain't coming back for no balls. He ain't coming back for no players. He ain't coming back for no hoes. Just wanna let you know, it's the truth. Get yourself ready for the Lord's return. Stop wasting time thinking you got tomorrow. Tomorrow ain't promised.
Apostle Dr. Ernest Maddox, and this has been Message to the Hood Part 2. The Word of God is your Glock. You can reach us at www.dremaddox.org for books and MP3 materials that will aid in training and helping you to understand the Word of God and help you in your journey to Christ.